Well, this morning is one of those mornings where if I had the time, I might have rewritten the sermon, because it's just such a beautiful day today that I look at the first sentence I have written and I go, really? That's what I'm going to say? But it's what I'm going to say on this beautiful spring day as we continue our focus and as we continue to look at Revelation. One of the most difficult things that we deal with in life is grief. And as a society, even as a church, I think that we don't often know how to deal with grief, despair, loneliness, suffering, and death. As a people, we just aren't very good at it. We don't know what words to say to make everything all right. And we've all been to our fair share of funerals. And I will tell you that I have heard some of the most unhelpful things ever uttered, spoken at a funeral. And I'm probably guilty of that. We try to console, but we often miss the mark. And while we may not cause further hurt or harm, our efforts to ease the suffering or the grief that our friend or family members are feeling often falls short. And this extends to people we might meet at work, the neighbor, and even, of course, within our own family units. If we are honest, we would probably all just like to avoid the individual or the situation because we just don't feel qualified. How are we supposed to deal with the grief of another individual when often we are carrying around our own hidden burdens and hurts? The thought of caring for an individual, of wiping away their tears, overwhelms us. We don't know how we should do it. Never mind wiping away the tears from every single eye. In his letter to those seven churches, John knows the difficulty they are experiencing because he is also experiencing it. Revelation is a book which is meant to encourage and to comfort. A reminder that the trials and the persecutions they are experiencing are temporary, as God has something more planned for them. John describes a vision to those early Christians, and it's a vision which I believe is important for us to experience as well. In his vision, every nation on earth is standing before God and worshiping. The crowd is so vast that it is beyond counting. And when you consider that in the verses that precede the ones we heard this morning, John does some counting, and then he goes to it being numbers so vast, it's beyond counting. John reminds his readers that the central truth, the important fact, the most important thing we can do is to take part and join in and worship God. Those early Christians were experiencing terrible persecution. To be found out as a follower of Christ was to risk death. However, they trusted in God's providence and promise, which is found in Christ's resurrection. John's words in Revelation may not be as poetic as Psalm 23, but the vision which he shares holds the same message. God will care for you. God loves you. God will protect you. And at the end of the day, you will be with God. In our verses from Revelation this morning, we read, they will hunger no more and thirst no more. The sun will not strike them, nor any scorching heat. For the Lamb at the center of the throne will be their shepherd, and he will guide them to springs of the water of life. That is God's promise for us, that God will protect us, that we will never be hungry or thirsty, never to be burnt by the scorching heat, and we will be guided to springs of life-giving water. And Jesus is the source of this water, for when we drink what he offers, we will never be thirsty again. What is it that Jesus said to the woman by the well? All who drink from this will be thirsty again, but those who drink from the water that I will give them will never be thirsty. Trusting in God's promises, we are able to provide comfort. We are able to sit with those who struggle with grief, anxiety, and depression, to provide care and love. And don't worry about trying to get the words right or coming up with the perfect thing to say. Do not dismiss the ministry of presence. What simply sitting with another person in silence can provide. And don't think that it is awkward or that you need to fill the silence, because the Holy Spirit is there ministering to both of you. When we trust in God's promise, we are able to share that promise. For God is the Lord of all creation. The same God who stilled the waters is the same God who will wipe away every tear from our eyes. For we follow and we trust in the one who was, who is, and who is yet to come, the Almighty. Amen.